Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, good morning. Happy Saturday to you. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with your host, David Blessingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Good morning.
We got Larry back at the station.
Morning, guys.
Hi. We've got Will right here on site with us. Hey, Will. And we are broadcasting live from the Reservoir at Toyota Music Factory because guess what today is? Fourth annual cornhole tournament brought to you by 105.3 The Fan and AutoFlex Leasing. So it's going on at 1 o'clock, and we're out here already getting the party kicked off. We got Camp Gladiator going on in front of us, getting inspired to work out. So you're probably going to hear some whistles and some cheers and maybe even some music. And you're going to learn about cars. How about that? You can also give us a call or give us an AutoFlex Leasing fan text, 877-881-1053. Or you can call AutoFlex. They open at 10 o'clock, and the numbers are?
Any local area code, and then 234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, AutoFlex.com, where you can see the great Save Money Monday specials, but you've got to take advantage of those today because AutoFlex will be closed on Monday to let our employees see their families and enjoy a long weekend. So if you'll go to AutoFlex.com/1053, you'll find all those great Save Money Monday specials there.
J.D. Power has come out with yet another award. I don't know how they keep coming up with different categories.
They've got 1,000 of them, but this one is really, really important because this one is the one that measures the resale value on vehicles. So we've often talked about the most expensive thing about owning a car is the depreciation. Mm-hmm. And so what that means is the difference in what you pay for it when you get it and what you get for it when you sell it is what the actual car cost you. Total of payments, down payment, all that stuff. So they have come out with their latest resale value awards for 2019. Now, they did, they evaluated 256 vehicles, and they used a sample of 630,000 transactions. So there's a lot of vehicles that were evaluated when they did this study. And right now, Lexus has got more than any other brand. They have the least depreciating vehicles of any brand out there.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. I'm sure you are. You drive one.
From AutoFlex.
Okay, so if you looked at just Lexus, the Lexus CT, the Lexus RC, the Lexus GS, the Lexus NX, the Lexus RX, and the Lexus LX were the best resale values in their class, which is really sort of crazy. If you look at Honda had the Honda Fit, the Honda Civic, the Honda Accord, the Honda CR-V, and the Honda Odyssey, number two. Number three was Toyota with a Prius, a Tacoma, a 4Runner, and a Tundra. And finally, the luxury vehicle with the best resale value, Porsche, the Cayman, the Porsche 911, and the Porsche Panamera. So if you looked at other vehicles that still rated really high in their segments, the Audi Q3, the Chevrolet Tahoe.
Right, I was waiting for an American car in
there.
Yeah,
finally. Well, and you know, the Tahoe does really well in resale value. The GMC Sierra 3500, which is an interesting thing, because that's a one-ton pickup, and nobody ever gets rid of one.
Yeah,
and when they do, they're a ton to sell them for. They get a ton for them.
But you've got that diesel engine. And
yeah. It's a one-ton pickup truck, usually a club cab, and it resells beautifully. Scion TC, and finally the Subaru Crosstech. So what you've got is an example in each of those cases of a vehicle that will cost you the very least of the vehicles you get in that class.
If you keep it less than, say, 7 years?
Yeah, usually. And these are set on three-year vehicles. So
okay,
these
so
were all
do,
2016s.
So these are your three-year lease deals, or if
yep.
you like to buy and trade every 3 years, mm-hmm. that would be your deal. And if you're looking for the pre-owned vehicle, these won't be the cheapest
no.
for you to buy.
They will not, in fact. They're not a bargain as a pre-owned vehicle, but they are a bargain as a new vehicle. If you looked at each category, by the way, if you go to AutoFlex.com's Facebook page, we have all of the winners for each division of car listed there. So you could look down, especially if you're shopping for a car. You know, I talked to one of the people at 105.3 yesterday, and they are shopping for a car. And the first car they suggested to me was a good car, and I told them that. But the reality is it took a lot of maintenance. It wears out brakes somewhere between 13,000 and 15,000 miles. Every 13 or 15,000 miles. It is a European car, so you have to import the parts for it, and it's more expensive to get it worked on. So I told him the truth. It's not the best choice of the cars that you're looking at. Now, here's the other thing. His spouse-to-be wants that vehicle. Mm. So he may end up with that vehicle one way or another.
Regardless. But he should definitely lease it then.
Yeah, for sure.
Because that way he can mitigate his overall costs. I don't know. My Acura that I had forever, I never did a brake job on it.
Wow. That's actually pretty
impressive.
I kept
taking it to my technician saying, don't I need to do brakes? Of course, I only put 50,000 miles on it in 10 years. That's the one that I'd leased and then bought it and kept it
and
went payment free
it.
For a while. And then I sold it and made money. If you're going to keep a car for a long time, like my aunt, for example, she takes great care of her cars. She'll keep them 15, 20 years. And if you're going to keep your car that long, it doesn't really matter what you buy.
Drive the wheels off.
It's going to depreciate all the way down. And then once it gets there, it's just going to stay steady. So if you keep a car 10 or 15 years, it doesn't matter what you buy. Buy anything you want. Mm-hmm.
So if we looked at the different segments, the best small car, the highest ranked was the Honda Fit. In a mid-size car, it was the Honda Accord, followed very closely by the Camry, and a new entry into the area, the Kia Optima this year. If you looked at a small premium car, the Lexus CT, we talked about that earlier, a mid-size sporty car, the Dodge Challenger, followed very closely again by the Ford Mustang. By the way, the Challenger and the Charger are sort of new to this this group, and the resale value on those cars has been really good, which makes them terribly inexpensive in a lease because the resale value and the residual value essentially are the same thing. That's what a residual value is. Mid-size premium car, the Lexus GS. Compact car, the Honda Civic, followed very closely again by the Subaru WRX. Hello.
Something terrible happened.
Yeah.
It's all right. They're testing out the equipment. They got to be ready for 1 o'clock cornhole, y'all.
I thought maybe somebody dropped a weight on the speaker. Oh, it's yoga now. They're doing yoga.
So if you're thinking about an SUV, the highest ranked small SUV was the Crosstech. The medium was – hang on.
It's fine. They're doing yoga, and they want to hear about cars.
Oh,
brought to you,
go.
By Autoflex Leasing, autoflex.com.
That's right.
On 105.3 The Fan.
Okay.
Back to the J.D. Power
Yes.
US
Compact SUV,
awards.
The Honda CR-V, followed by the RAV4 very closely. Large SUV, the Chevrolet Tahoe, followed by the Yukon, followed by the Sequoia.
So here's what I'm wondering. Are there any electric vehicles on this list?
No. And there's a reason for it. There's not enough electric vehicles being resold to really establish a resale value on any of them.
Mm-hmm.
Even the ones that have been being made for the last few years, there's still no dealer network that sends those vehicles to auction so you can look at what they sold for all over the country with X number of miles, X age, and determine what the resale value should be. Nobody knows.
Because it's funny, somebody actually on our Autoflex Leasing fan text, 877-881-1053, asks that question. I've been considering buying a pre-owned Tesla as my daily driver. Does Autoflex do flex buys on them? And what's your feedback on a Model S?
Okay, so we do flex buys on them. In fact, we have one in stock right now, but it's a Model X. The Model S has been out the longest.
Mm-hmm.
The main thing that is a factor in the resale value on electric vehicles is the battery length. No one knows for sure how long the battery is going to be good for, and batteries tend to be very expensive when compared to the other cars on the market. So no one knows if a battery is going to last 5 years, 6 years, 8 years, or 10 years, especially if you look at the different models that are out, the Leaf and the different e-model vehicles. There's really no track record to guess what the resale value will be. They're great vehicles, by the way. I've driven a couple of S's. They're quiet. They're amazingly fast. They're a little Spartan on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
They're a little like the older Mercedes-Benz used to be because they don't have all of the cup holders that you have on. 75 what?
Cup holders. That's what you need in a car.
Totally.
Anyway, but nobody really knows what the car is going to be worth in resale. Now, they do pretty well in a flex buy because we've done a couple of flex buys on them. And so if you're interested, that would be, I would think, the way to go. New, it's according to which one you get. If you pick up a car that has sold less than 200,000 vehicles, then you will still get a rebate, a big rebate from the government. But if you pick up a car that has sold more than $200,000 vehicles as a new car, you will not get the full rebate on the car.
That makes
a big difference.
So a pre-owned Tesla flex buy would be a better value, especially for somebody that isn't positive they want to keep that vehicle forever.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So if you're driving a Kia Telluride, and by the way, this is a really, really nice vehicle. I like them. 30,000 of them have been recalled. And I think the interesting thing is the reason that they've been recalled. They say that incorrect seatbelt assemblies have been installed in 30,000 of them, which is basically all of them that they sold in North America this year. They sold 27,786 in the 2019 year. So here's the deal. These vehicles have a seatbelt assembly that was designed for sale in the Middle East.
Okay.
And it does not have an automatic locking retractor, which could put you in bad shape if you have, like, your child hooked in the rear seat and you don't have that automatic retractor. His car seat might come flying forward. These vehicles were not designed for sale in the U.S., and they're not compliant with National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration regulations. They were designed, though, to sell in the Middle East.
That's so weird. They don't care about kids as much there,
That's
apparently.
That's what I'm thinking, you know.
That's what I deduced from that.
Anyway.
There's something they don't. I don't think it's necessarily kids.
I'm kidding.
But well, I think they're not as heavily into safety as we are here in America.
Right.
Yeah.
And I just have to say,
we're an overly safe country, by the way.
You finish this, and I'll tell you my take on it.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Because you know it's going to be positive.
If you've got a Telluride, you're going to be and it's one of the ones that is affected. You will be contacted by your local Kia dealer, who will bring the car in and repair it for free if you have already paid for repairs to the seatbelt retractor and had it a new one installed and had to pay for it. They will refund your money. So talk to your local Kia dealer.
I can't imagine that a brand new vehicle, they would have had to pay for it if it was under warranty. But I'm just curious, what about quality control?
Yeah, you would think that would be an issue.
They didn't do it to 3. They did it to 30,000, which also tells me that the parts were shipped incorrectly. And I have a feeling somebody knew, and they said, put them together anyway. We'll deal with it later.
Okay,
yeah.
So that or they just didn't intend to sell them in the United States, and they sold 30,000 of those little boogers somewhere they didn't intend to sell them.
Yeah.
Which is a little crazy.
Well, surely there's more than just the seatbelt that would be different for the Middle East and here.
Yeah.
Well, you got kilometers and miles per hour.
Well, they've got that. Anyway, that just makes me question quality control over there at Kia.
Mm-hmm. I'm totally with you.
There's your sign.
Okay, so the last thing we'll talk about in this segment is mirrorless cars. And if you didn't know, it's not mandatory to put mirrors on cars in Europe and in Japan. They have already moved to putting cameras instead of mirrors on cars, especially the side rear view mirrors
that everyone has
on their car. They have little lipstick cameras now. They're more aerodynamic, and they help the car get better gas mileage.
Hmm.
So that's
an
interesting thing.
And make it more expensive.
It's, but, I mean, here in March.
But you won't knock one off when you pull in Sonic.
That's true. In 14, the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers approached the NHTSA and said, hey, we'd like to use cameras instead of mirrors. In 15, Daimler came to the NHTSA and said, we'd like to use cameras instead of mirrors. And the NHTSA still has not ruled on whether or not they will allow it or not. If you've driven a car, back to Tesla S, if you've driven a car that has a rear-view camera that shows up on a center screen, it's pretty darn nice.
Yeah.
And you can have the rearview camera show up on the rearview mirror that sits in the center of the windshield as well, so your eyes stay more on the road than if they are focused on the side cameras. I mean, on the side mirror. So it is a it's an interesting thing. It's an interesting change in what we do and how we do it, how we drive, and what we see when we drive. More and more vehicles come with a lot of cameras, like GMC pickups. They've got a ton of cameras. They've got a trailer hitch camera. They've got a rear cargo camera. They've got side cameras. They've got an overhead view camera.
They've got that hidden camera.
It's it is amazing the number of cameras that are being installed in vehicles right now. And this is just a natural progression of getting to the next step where we won't have side view mirrors on the doors. We won't have the rearview mirror will be in the back of the vehicle, and it will show up on your mirror or on your center console.
It'll take some getting used to the way a backup camera did, but I'm sure eventually we'll all be like, wow, how did I ever live without this?
It's just a lot of it's cleaner. It's easier.
Yeah. A lot of Autoflex Leasing fan texts coming in. Somebody says, will you work with customers out of state?
Yes. In fact, we do a ton of business out of state. That's normal. Where did that come from, by the way? What area code?
817.
Oh, that's not too far out of state. Yes, we do.
Yep, autoflex.com or any local. Actually, 888-234-1234.
We're nationwide.
Or 817-234-1234. That works
that
as well.
That works as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Another quickie for you. What do you think, Nethon? No, what?
You did say Nethon.
I said Nethon Pathfinder.
Well, that's very good.
Versus a Honda Pilot.
Honda Pilot.
I like them both, but you need to drive one, number one, to see how it fits and to see how the baby seat fits or how the dog kennel fits or how your kids all fit or how your spouse fits.
It's true, and I based that simply on my leg room and my – but
because Tammy's tall. She's the TP.
The long legs.
Tall package.
Tall package. But I think the Pathfinder's great, and you know there's probably some substantial rebates that make that vehicle even more appealing. You know, there's a place you could call to compare.
Oh, yeah?
You could test drive both of them.
Huh.
There is an agent that could work up a program on each one of them.
Interesting. What a novel idea.
David, what's the name of that place?
Autoflex Leasing.
Love it.
So it's just like when I was called by I don't want to mention any names on the air, but I was called by the on-air personality yesterday. I could give him an honest opinion on the differences in the vehicles that he was looking at and some other suggestions as to vehicles. And I didn't tell him what he was choosing was the wrong vehicle or wouldn't work. I just let him know about all of the things to consider.
Right.
And one of them, and in this case, the Honda sells better in resale than the Nissan does. The Nissan, like Tammy said, has got more money back on it right now. So it's a lower acquisition cost, but the overall cost might be greater because of the resale value on the Honda.
You said Nethon wrong.
I did. Yeah, it's a TH.
By the way, that person who asked about customers out of state says he lives in Iowa. He just has the 817 area code.
Used to be here.
That's right. All right, we'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. Welcome back. It is indeed the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with your host, David Blassingame. We've got Tammy Pickard. We've got Larry back at the station. We've got Will on site with us because we're broadcasting live at Toyota Music Factory for today's fourth annual 105.3 The Fan Cornhole Tournament. That's a mouthful.
Yeah, it is.
Mouthful of cornhole. So we got to give some – Tammy made that weird face. I'm just saying it. Bean bags.
I know.
Mouthful of bean bag toss. What do you want me to say?
Some people have those at home.
They do.
I have one.
And there's lots of money at stake today, so you should come out.
I'm a professional.
Yes, indeed. We got to do a couple quick shout-outs for people and mention some Save Money Monday cars.
Exactly. So we want to give a shout-out to Leslie Evans. Leslie got a 2019 Jeep Cherokee from Kyle Clemenson. Jesse Arnold, who got a Maxima from Pete Neesham. And finally, Orona and Roberto Landeros, who got their second car from Vince Reitz, all with Autoflex Leasing. All of them are Tolos. So give you a shout-out on the radio this morning, and thank you for choosing Autoflex for your car. We appreciate that.
We really do.
Leslie and Jesse.
Exactly. Leslie and Jesse. Also, the Autoflex Leasing specials are listed at autoflex.com/1053. And the thing you have to remember is when you see those cars, those are the real payments without a down payment and no payment due for 45 days. So that means when you walk in, you get your new car 45 days later with no money out of pocket. 45 days later, you get your first monthly payment bill. So these money, the payments you see there are actual payments on those vehicles. And you can see them at autoflex.com/1053.
Yeah, if there's anything that I am annoyed about is when the dog and pony.
Yeah.
And they advertise one thing. Oh, well, we only had one of those, and it sold this morning right when we opened. And
what do you call it? The old come on down?
It's the old come on down.
Yeah. They just try to get you in the building.
They advertise a $60,000 car for $349 a month, and then when you get there, you find out that it's $9,000 out of pocket to get there.
Right.
And it's a lease, and it's written for less miles than everyone drives.
But it got you in the door.
It did. Come on down. Okay, so
bring it on down to Autoflex.
Oh, my God. So, good news. Gas is on its way down again.
And yay.
Part of it is just because it's the time of year it is. Mm-hmm. Because winter gasoline has different additives that are less expensive and less additives than summer gasoline. Summer gasoline is formulated to pollute less because of the warm air. Cold air, winter gasoline, doesn't have the additives. So between that and the fact that the United States now produces almost all of the oil that we consume and we are no longer dependent on OPEC, it means that gas prices are actually going down. You're going to start seeing them go down right after Labor Day, which is Monday. Yeah. And they're going to go down probably around 25 cents a gallon or so, which is a big difference. For us, that'll mean gas around 219, 220 a gallon. Maybe lower than that. So that's all good news, especially if you got a trip planned.
Yeah.
Or if you're saving for Christmas or whatever you're saving for, it gives you a little way to save a little more money. Now, a couple of things. If you want to get the most mileage out of your car, the very first thing, hello, good morning. The very first thing to do is make sure that your tires are inflated to the right pressure. People do not realize tire inflation probably has more to do with the gas mileage you get than anything else. And if they're properly inflated, you'll get the maximum number of miles per gallon. Also, make sure that everything is properly lubricated. Your wheel bearings, your steering components, everything. Because that, again, affects your gas mileage. Change the oil when you're supposed to. And now, a lot of engines don't require oil changes near as often. By the way, every time you change your oil, change your air filter, because if you do, your engine will run more efficiently. And finally, make sure your spark plugs are in good condition. But here's the thing. There's a lot of vehicles that the spark plugs are designed to last for 100,000 miles.
Wow.
So if you've got one of those, then you're fine. If you don't, then check your spark plugs to make sure that they are in good condition to get the maximum number of miles per gallon from your vehicle.
I'm amazed that cars nowadays, like mine is a 2018, and it doesn't even need its first oil change until 10,000 miles.
Right.
That's insane.
Right. No, it's normal.
Used to be like 2 to 3.
Yeah. It's normal now.
These synthetic oils are a lot different.
A lot better, apparently.
Yes.
Okay. One of the things that's been sort of surprising to me is some of the reports that our friends at J.D. Power have come out with that say that there are certain safety devices included in the ADAS systems, Advanced Driver Assistance Systems, that people don't like, and they just turn them off.
Now, this means the driver assist, like the lane?
Yes.
Lane
that's one of them.
Lane keep or blind spot?
I have that beep, beep, beep when I'm parking too close to something,
yep.
And in my old car, I turned it off, but this one I kept it on because we all know what happens when I drive.
So,
she's
lane,
so pretty.
Lane change is one of the ones, or lane correction is one of the ones, one of the features that people turn off the most because they're irritated by it,
yeah.
Or they don't understand exactly how it works. Now, what people don't turn off, automatic braking.
Yeah,
they like
that's
that.
True.
Keeps you from running into somebody while you're looking at your phone. So it registered, collision protection registered higher than any other category measured in owner satisfaction.
I know somebody that automatic braking saved them from ramming the back of somebody when they were getting on the highway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was looking, you know, to merge on.
Right.
Yeah. I wasn't looking at my phone.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and boy, that car in front of me, I thought they were clear and they were going, so I was just looking to make my move, and my car just stopped, and I looked up, and
yeah. Well,
that's a huge plus.
Mm-hmm. I can see why things would be annoying, though, because sometimes when you drive up just to an ATM or a drive-through or anything, the entire time, when you're ordering, when you're waiting for the food, when you get it, like all of it, it's going beep, 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 beep.
And they should fix that. It shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
But they haven't done
it yet. Well, I thought you could just touch it and turn it off temporarily.
Oh, I don't know if it's temporary. Last time I turned it off, like, all the way.
Okay. Permanent.
So what is not working?
That.
Most people.
What are you people that are listening? What
yeah,
are your issues?
Absolutely.
For sure. We'll tell you what JD says, but you tell us.
So JD says that the highest number of people that are unsatisfied with the lane keeping and centering systems. They found it bothersome. And they also were not happy with the built-in entertainment and connectivity apps. They do not meet the owner's satisfaction. Now, an interesting thing. By the way, that study was 16,400 owners of new 2019 vehicles in the first 90 days of ownership. The thing I found interesting is everything in the industry is moving toward ADAS, auto, the cars that drive themselves.
Right.
People are going to be in cars that drive themselves eventually. All right. So everything in the industry is moving in that direction, and people aren't really ready to accept their car warning them if they're not driving in a straight line or if they're too close to somebody behind them. They think that's irritating and they're not ready for it. So I'm wondering where they're going with all this ADAS equipment if people aren't going to like it. And the connectivity. A lot of people say that their phone works better than the car does when it comes to nav, so they don't want nav.
Right.
You know, and maybe, you know, they just need a Bluetooth. They don't need the radio in the car to act like their phone. They're not happy with that. They're happy with their phone with Bluetooth. Mm-hmm. So where are they going with all this?
That's a really good point. Yeah. I guess if you don't have a phone for some crazy reason, like your battery's out of juice, but.
Well, if you don't have a phone, then it doesn't connect to your car, and so then it's not the same issue.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah.
People.
Okay.
What do you all want out of your cars?
This is one of the very first stories I've read about this, and it's very interesting because it's something that no one has done up until now, and that is Hyundai has a two-wheel scooter as one of their accessories.
Like one of those birds?
Like one of those birds, except this one recharges when you put it in the car. It folds up, fits in the car, recharges automatically. It has headlights and taillights in case you have to drive it at night.
Uh-huh.
But think about the number of people like that live somewhere, park in a big city, and then walk half a mile to work.
Yeah.
All the time, right? A lot of people bring tennis shoes so they can walk in tennis shoes and then put on dress shoes when they go to work, right? Mm-hmm. Well, Hyundai has thought, what if they had a scooter? So they park their car, they get on their scooter, and they ride.
That'd be a great idea.
And they get to, well, they're doing it. Some of the 2020 vehicles that they're selling have got scooters built in. It's an accessory, so it's not inexpensive. But if you've got to walk half a mile, three quarters of a mile between where you park and where you work, it's a godsend.
Mm-hmm.
How many people are going to sue Hyundai when they break their arm? Like my friend that got on, she wasn't on it 5 minutes, broke her arm.
Oh, gosh.
Broke the heck out of her arm, too. Broke it bad.
And can we do a little PSA? Those are not allowed to be on the sidewalks. Like if you're in Deep Ellum or Uptown Dallas.
I didn't know
or,
that.
No.
You have to ride them in the street.
Yes. You ride it like where you would a bike. The sidewalks are for pedestrians.
Okay, so the last time I was in Austin, it seemed like they were on the sidewalk.
Everybody does it on the sidewalk because they are too scared to get on the street, which I totally get.
Yeah,
I don't want to
run over you.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're also going to run over a person on foot if you're
or
on the sidewalk.
A person on foot might kick you over.
Yeah.
If you were whizzing by them too fast.
There's signs everywhere that remind people, but you can actually get a citation for it.
Okay, so they started with a front-wheel drive scooter.
Mm-hmm.
They found out that wasn't a good idea. So they made it a rear-wheel drive scooter and put suspension under the front end.
You can do
so
wheelies.
So it would handle the bumps better. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And now there's even a digital display on them now. They've finished their final model. A digital display that shows the battery life and stuff like that. Lights in the front and the back. Like I say, you can drive it at night.
Is there Bluetooth? Could you listen to your radio.com app on
I'm
your gonna headphones?
I'm going to have to check
oh
on
my
that.
God.
We'll let you know next week. I am not sure.
Lots of AutoFlex Leasing fan texts
good.
Coming
Save
in.
Us.
877-881-1053. Somebody said Lambos come with scooters. I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, that's because those are Italian, right?
Italian.
Italian, which means fix or repair daily.
They come with Vespas.
They come with something else to ride while your expensive sports car is in the shop.
Right.
Okay, so there's a couple of BMW sells a scooter. And Mercedes sells a scooter also.
But it fits in your car?
I don't think they come with a car, and they don't recharge automatically.
Okay.
They just have them available for you.
I don't know that I would have made that part of the car situation, because I just know people would try to get back to – that's your fault. I wouldn't have even been on this scooter if you hadn't provided it.
That
now, you got a broken wrist.
Exactly. And I can easily see it being – well, I'm too tipsy to drive my car, but I've got this scooter. Be all Terrence Newman.
Gooding while intoxicated.
Yeah.
There's no good.
Wreck your car and then wreck your scooter.
Okay, so this is just, everybody be careful on those scooters.
That's right. Autoflex Leasing Fantex, what would you consider a better lease option, a Toyota RAV4 or a Subaru Forester?
RAV4.
I like the car more. They're both good cars, and they both resell well.
Wait, which one's the car? Forester?
No, the Forester's more of a wagon.
Okay.
And the RAV4 is more of a small SUV.
Okay. So which one do you like better, the RAV4 or the Forester?
I'm going to go
I just like the Toyota product.
Yeah.
Same. I like Subaru, but I found the seats more comfortable for me. It's really just a seat thing because they're both great cars, but I like the RAV4.
The Subaru has the highest...
But they're both great.
...owner loyalty of any manufacturer made, by the way. So people that drive Subarus, and dogs that drive Subarus clearly drive Subarus.
If you have a dog, then you definitely want to lease the Subaru.
Another Autoflex Leasing fan texter says, I'm really excited about the Ford Bronco relaunching, even though we haven't really seen any looks at it yet. Do you know if it's good or bad to buy a new model of a car on their first year?
Okay, so the old story about don't buy a car in the first year is not as true as it used to be, especially with a vehicle like a Bronco made by a manufacturer like Ford. I'll get some pictures posted at the Autoflex Leasing Facebook page of the new Bronco, because I have pictures of it now. And I can't believe I don't have it posted. I think I do have it posted there. But
I
anyway,
feel like we've talked about it before.
We'll make sure those are posted by this afternoon. I like the vehicle. It's retro. There's going to be maybe a second model Bronco, even smaller than the one they're building now, to compete with vehicles like the RAV4. But we'll see. It's a really cool-looking vehicle.
One more quickie. This Autoflex Leasing fan texter says, stupid bird scooter at rush hour in Deep Ellum. Guilty. Never again. So he learned his lesson.
Oh, funny.
All right. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. I am loving this right now because we're broadcasting live from Toyota Music Factory, the pavilion or the reservoir area, which is where the fourth annual cornhole tournament is taking place. It's a Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. David Blassingame is on stage in front of an entire group of people dancing, you guys. Tammy Pickard is here. We've got Will on site. We've got Larry back at the station. I'm Sybil, and you, the best part of the show, are the Tolos, 877-881-1053. That's how you can reach us. Or you can call Autoflex at 10 o'clock. They will be open, and the numbers are?
Any local area code, and then 234-1234-888-234-1234 out of the area. As always, autoflex.com/1053 to see those Save Money Monday specials. You got to save money today. Save money for Monday. We know you want to goof off around the pool or at your friend's house or on the road by Monday, so call Autoflex. Get a great car to do that with. You can see those all at autoflex.com/1053. And let's talk about some people that may have done that. How about Gary Samuels got an escape from Steve Mitchell at Autoflex Leasing? And so, Gary, we appreciate your business. Also, Jeremy Palmer got a 19 Chevrolet Traverse from Christian Garner at Autoflex Leasing. So those guys are Tolos. They listen to the show. And they listen to 105.3, and we're so thankful that they chose us to get their new car from.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes. Okay. This is one of those things that's hard to believe. There's a woman in New Hampshire, that has a license plate. She's had it for 15 years. She is one of 92 people that the state of New Hampshire has notified that she can't keep her license plate anymore. It's a personalized plate.
Why?
She pays more for it.
Yeah.
Because they say it relates to excretory acts. And any license plate that has words that relate to excretory acts are non-permissible in the state, according to state law.
Why did it take them 15 years to figure this out?
I guess they don't have anything else to worry about now. But here's the plate. The plate says, PB4 we go. PB4 WEGO. Now, I'm not sure how many parents out there are listening right now, but has anyone ever told their kids,
yep,
before we go,
yep,
go to the bathroom?
Yep.
So they have requested that she return the license plate, her vanity plate, that she's had for 15 years. It's a little crazy. She's appealing.
Good.
Because she said, whose mom or dad hasn't,
right,
said that?
And
everyone
it's funny.
Does.
You see more offensive things, way more offensive things.
So if you want to see the plate, you can go to autoflex.com and see it on our Facebook page. We've got it right there.
Right. Well, the good news is Tammy's mic on? Hello?
The good news is the governor intervened and said, you can keep your plate.
Ah, good.
Which I thought it was kind of funny. The whole thing where they wanted to take it away from her kind of goes against what's on their license plate as their state motto, free or die.
Good point.
I mean, seriously, how about the freedom of speech?
That's a little critical right there, New Hampshire.
And okay. Here's a funny thing. You know who said that initially for their troops was a General John Stark. Anybody ever heard of John Stark?
I've heard of Tony Stark.
I think, well, wasn't there a John Stark in that show?
I don't know.
That TV show? Anyway, never mind.
Okay. So for all of you golfers out there, for you weekend duffers, Nissan has now developed a golf ball that will find the hole every time you every time you putt it.
Nathan did this?
Nathan.
Wow.
So, and the video is, again, on the Autoflex Facebook page. They fly a drone over the top of it, which shows the ball the direction to the cone. And the ball has a little tiny electric engine in it that controls, and a gyroscope that controls where it goes. And they show the demonstration is with a kid that's like 3 or 4 years old. They put him on the very edge of a green with a putter, and the hole is like 30, 40 feet away.
Yeah.
And it's down a hill. He puts it, and the ball just makes a big arc and rolls around, comes back the other way, and goes in the hole.
That is straight up cheating.
So,
you think?
Anybody that would like to improve their short game, if you can get one of these golf balls from Nissan
and a drone,
it will certainly help you improve your game. Now, here's why they developed it to begin with. That's part of their ADAS system, their assisted driving system.
Mm-hmm.
That is the science behind that is what keeps your car in the lane, tells it where to get off, tells it where to get on, that kind of thing. So the research was done for good reason. And I think it's sort of funny that they decided to build a golf ball to demonstrate it because it works.
That is true. And I wonder if you could get one and, like, play with your friends and they wouldn't know that you had one, but then secretly there's, like, a drone flying around.
Okay, so my friends would know right away. I'm just saying.
Okay. We don't play golf, and, wow, look what a great putter you are.
So let's talk about something that is a recent addition, but a lot of people don't realize this. Cars did not have cup holders. In the 50s, cars didn't have cup holders. In
your
the 40s and the 30s.
Your hand was your cup holder.
They had ashtrays.
They did.
They sure did.
They've always had ashtrays. But they didn't have cup holders because no one could drive around with a cup, especially if you were the driver, because there wasn't power steering.
Yeah. It was,
both arms.
Or an automatic transmission.
So that's right.
They started out with standard transmission.
Yeah.
Oh, I think they had autos back in the 50s.
No, I mean initially.
Oh.
First cars.
So.
Yeah.
There were no cup holders in cars at all because to drive a car, you had to drive a car. And if somebody rode with you, the car was jerky and, you know, you hit bumps and it had bias ply tires and didn't have the suspensions.
Right.
We got now. It bumped around. So the very first thing we saw were two little indentions in the glove box door. And these really wouldn't hold a cup.
No, it was just set your cup here while you eat at the A&W root beer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so people didn't eat in their cars or drink in their cars.
And drive, no.
And drive.
Right.
And then they built the first cup holders for cars, and they were these little plastic deals.
Aftermarket. I remember that.
That used to stick down where the window goes.
Yes.
And then you would set your cup in that.
Yep.
And so if it spilled or jiggled out, it went right in your lap,
too. Of course.
So That was the very first cup holder.
And that, they did that back when you could still have a beer in your car, too. You
That's
just put your little beer can
that
in
That is
it.
True.
There was a time that that was not illegal either.
Now, not that cars didn't have accessories for eating, because they did. The first Model Ts, they had like a bit of a kitchenette that you could pack up in a box and put in the trunk. And it had places to store flour and that kind of thing. And so when you, and it had a folding table. So when you stop for gasoline, maybe at a rest stop, you could drag out your little kitchenette, you could fix a meal, everybody could eat, and you could put it all back and put it back in the car.
People had so much free time back then.
I'm just curious about the kitchen, you know, storing flour. No.
But
there's no reason.
It did not become fashionable to eat in cars until the 50s.
With car hops.
And then you could drive up to a drive-in. They would bring your food out on a tray that would hook to a partially down window. Mm-hmm. And then you would hand everybody their hamburgers and their drinks. Mm-hmm. And they would hold all their drinks.
Yep.
And they would eat their hamburgers. And then you put it all back on the tray and she'd take it away.
On roller skates.
Until on roller skates.
Now, I remember we bought these aftermarket cup holder things that went over the hump in the front of the car.
Yep.
The console thing?
The center, yeah, we didn't have bucket seats hardly in a car. Most every car we ever had was a bench seat. And so you had this hump, and it had little flaps that held it on there to the carpet, little teeth. And you could put all kinds of junk in there.
I remember those.
And a cup. But your cup would fall over.
Then came the minivan and long commutes. Because between the minivan and all the kids.
And moms doing...
Nine things.
Amazing things.
At one
working
time.
Working and hauling kids around.
They started putting cup holders in cars.
Genius.
It was, because then, you know, if the average person drove 60 minutes on the way to work, they could actually have a place to put their coffee or whatever. Anyway, now the Subaru has a vehicle coming out that will have, it's the Ascent, will have 19 cup holders.
Okay, that's a little ridiculous. Who
three
needs
drinks
19?
Per person?
I mean, I have three drinks in front of me right now, but why? I don't need 19 cup holders.
Not
well,
airbags.
This is all around the car for back seat passengers and everybody else. Yeah, it doesn't have 19 airbags, but by golly,
19 cup holders.
You are not going to be thirsty.
Anyway, the modern car has evolved, and now we have a car with 19 cup holders.
If they could refrigerate and heat my cup holder to go with my coffee or my cold drink, then I'll be impressed.
That could be next, Tammy.
You can get that if you spend enough for the car.
Oh.
Okay.
You can?
Who died first in an automobile? Who was the first person in the world to die in an automobile?
My guess is going to be Mr. Ford.
Nope.
Oh.
It was a lady named Mary Ward, who is a naturalist, who lived in Scotland. And she was part of a royal family. Her brother's uncle was the Viscount of the area, and they were very wealthy. Mary wasn't very wealthy at all. In fact, Mary had a total of 13 pregnancies, of which she had 8 children that lived.
Wow.
Yeah, it's
That's
crazy.
How it was
huh?
back then.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And she took care of all those kids, and at the same time, she was a naturalist and an astronomer.
What is a natural, like a nudist?
She took pictures.
I mean, that's what I assumed.
She took very, very small pictures. She drew pictures of butterflies and of things in nature. And she was an amazing artist. So here she was, and she wasn't wealthy. Her family was, but she wasn't. So her husband basically was raised as a gentleman and never worked. So, and she couldn't get into college because she was a woman. And they wouldn't let women have an upper education at that time, higher education. So she went to her uncle's place, and they decided to take the car out for a spin. The car was a car they made at home. It was a steam-powered vehicle. It had three great big steel wheels, one in the front, two in the back. And they went driving around the green at the city.
Mm-hmm.
In this drive, they maybe hit a pothole, they maybe turned too sharply. For whatever reason, Mary fell off the vehicle and was run over by one of those big steel wheels.
Ooh.
It broke her neck, it broke her jaw, and in 1869, Mary Ward became the first automobile fatality in the world.
Wow. I wonder how fast the car was going.
Not very.
They didn't go very fast. And they got a doctor there right away. There was a doctor there within a couple of minutes. But by the time he got there, it was too late. It was probably too late when she hit the ground.
Right. Yeah, if there's like no 911 system in place, there weren't even phones yet. So.
Well, they were around the Village Green, so the doctor's, you know, his Everybody house was right there.
Right.
But it was just too late. They couldn't save her.
Well, poor Mary Ward. But if you want to read more about her, you can go to autoflex.com. Click on the Facebook page and follow along with all the stories that we talk about right here on the Saturday Morning Test Drive. And we are just about out of time. Fan Jam is coming up next. Again, live from Toyota Music Factory. We're right at the reservoir with this beautiful greenery, and we're going to have a cornhole tournament coming up later.
And the weather's so nice. It's really cool and breezy.
It is breezy. You can call AutoFlex. They're opening in 5 minutes at any local area code, 234-1234, or again, that website, autoflex.com. For David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard, I'm Sybil Summers. Thank you to Larry back at the station, Will out here on site, and thank you to the Tolos for chiming in and helping out with the show. We'll see you back here next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. It's a Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Auto Flex Leasing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.